Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Naglen Governor La Ganesan says women play vital roles in socio-economic development of the country but are usually unsung heroines. Minister Temjin Imnalong urges Naga entrepreneurs to embody key virtues of commitment, resilience, and hard work. Food and Civil Supplies Department, Nagaland, informs all beneficiaries to complete EKYC process by December 31st. And Rengma celebrate Ngada Kam Mini Hornbill Festival in Seminyu. Now the news in detail. A one-day seminar on women working in unorganized sector in Nagaland, organized by the Entrepreneur Associates, was held at State Academy Hall, Kohima today. Speaking on the occasion, Governor La Ganesan, while focusing on the important topic of women working in the unorganized sector in Nagaland, challenges and opportunities, says women play vital roles in the socio-economic development of the country, but are usually the unsung heroines. Women in the unorganized sector often work tirelessly behind the scenes, he said, adding that in Nagaland, they comprise a significant portion of this sector, making invaluable contributions that are both diverse and essential. Quoting eShram Portal report of 2021, the governor said approximately 8% of Nagaland's population is engaged in the informal sector, with women comprising more than half of this workforce. He said, these remarkable women are not just contributors, but many are the primary breadwinners of their families. The governor expressed his gratitude to the Entrepreneur Associates for their commitment to entrepreneurship and sustainable development in the state, as they have been organizing seminars, business trainings, awareness programs on environmental protection, tree plantation, and providing financial support in order to nurture aspiring entrepreneurs. Nagaland Minister of Tourism and Higher Education, Temjin Imnalong, has urged Naga entrepreneurs to embody key virtues such as commitment, resilience, and hard work as they embark on their entrepreneurial journeys. Speaking at the opening of Central Plaza Shopping Mall, Kam Carnival in Kohima, Mr. Along said that the success of any entrepreneurial venture hinges on these key principles. He stressed the importance of networking for entrepreneurs, urging them to build connections not just within the local community but also beyond, both regionally and nationally. The minister pointed out that networking allows entrepreneurs to access new ideas, resources, and potential customers while also fostering collaborations that can help scale their businesses. In this way, he believed that Nagaland can grow into a more economically vibrant and competitive state.
Hornbill Festival is the opportunity that you choose to take. Today, the government of the day has given the platform for us to do networking. It's for us to build cohesive relationships with the rest of the world, rest of the country, and showcase the best of who we are, culturally, traditionally, music, arts, sports, our organic vegetation, and our skills and our thought processes. Today, such kind of a grand mall is here. Let us have this in such a way that this place becomes a place of networking.
The minister also said it is crucial for Naga entrepreneurs to continuously upgrade their knowledge and skills to stay competitive in the market. The Food and Civil Supplies Department, Nagaland, has informed all beneficiaries under National Food Security Act 2013 that it is mandatory for all beneficiaries to complete the EKYC process on or before December 31st, 2024. Director Food and Civil Supplies Nagaland, Chubawati Chang, in a circular directed all the beneficiaries of both Priority Household, PHH, and Antyodaya Anna Yojana, AAY schemes to complete the EKYC process before the deadline, failing which their entitlement will be removed from the existing ration cards. Beneficiaries will be able to authenticate their biometric credentials using Aadhaar for undertaking EKYC under this initiative from any of the fair price shops in the state or country. He said the list of pending non-performed EKYC of beneficiaries is available in the respective districts. Further, the department directed all fair price shops in the state to keep their shops open till the EKYC process is completed and allow all the beneficiaries, which include the migrant workers, beneficiaries of other states, to complete the EKYC procedure. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The two-day Rengma Ngada Festival cum mini hornbill celebrated at RSA Ground, Teminyu, concluded today. MLA and DPDB Chairman, Teminyu, Juenga Sepp, as chief host of the celebration, said that Ngada, celebrated by the Rengma tribe towards the end of November, is an 8 days festival of thanksgiving, merrymaking, and cultural unity. The festival is observed after the year-long hard work in the fields and while community get together in gratitude for the harvest and also in remembrance of departed souls, marking the conclusion of the agricultural year. The first day of the celebration yesterday was marked by traditional games, competitions, and first Ngada Naga Wrestling Championship, while cultural performances by the seven rangers marked the conclusion today. One-day training workshop on Integrated Health Information Platform Vector-Borne Disease, IHIP-VDB, portal for state and district level was organized by National Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, NVBDCP, Department of Health and Family Welfare at SIRD Auditorium Hall, Kohima, on November 26th. Delivering a brief address, Dr. Sintimaran Aunok, Additional Director, Medical Education, said this platform aims to provide policymakers at all government levels with a unified view of India's public health situation. He explained the IHIP malaria module, developed in consultation with the NCV, BDC, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, allows for real-time reporting of malaria cases, event reporting, outbreak investigation, malaria-specific reports, essential administrative functions, and monitoring of malaria elimination activities. The Directorate of Higher Education Nagaland has informed about the revised guidelines, post-matric scholarship for ST students, effective from 2023-24, as notified by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. The department said the Ministry of Tribal Affairs stated that all fresh or renewal students are eligible for a stipend up to a maximum period of 10 months only in a year. It said the students are to take note that as per the revised guidelines, fresh and renewal students will be getting the same amount. It also informed the scheme implementing agency of post-matric scholarship for ST students has initiated the payment of the second installment as per the sanction given by the ministry. Hence, the final installment will be carried out and as and when the ministry releases the last installment for the year 2023-24. Beneficiaries who have not received their second installment till December 1, 2024, due to bank account issues, have been asked to send their active bank details. It said the complete set of guidelines can be viewed or downloaded from the Ministry of Tribal Affairs website, tribal.nic.in. Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Kumar Ramnikan, said that one-way traffic will be imposed on Middle Midland Road, that is Lower PWD to Phulbari, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with effect from tomorrow for a period of 15 days. During this period, the northbound vehicles coming from Lower PWD towards Phulbari will be restricted during the set time, while only southbound LMVs from Phulbari towards Lower PWD would be allowed. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan says women play vital roles in socio-economic development of the country but are usually unsung heroines. Minister Temjin Imnaalong urges Naga entrepreneurs to embody key virtues of commitment, resilience and hard work. Food and Civil Supplies Department Nagaland informs all beneficiaries to complete EKYC process by December 31st. And Rengma celebrate Ngada cum mini hornbill festival in Teminyu. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.